I can't believe it. I did a thing on my radio show yesterday, True, and we're talking about famous, what's the most famous bands and the best band, and three or four people phoned up, said Iron Maiden are the best band in the land.
Oh, they've got good class, that's good what class. I was saying, mate.
And then the following day, I'm standing with you. Can't believe it.
Nice one, mate. Nice.
What
nice
brings you here today?
Well, my dear friend Michael Black, who's a water rat, invited me last week and asked me if I was going to be in town for the... we just did a show last night in Norway, and I thought, well, I will be home. So I was honoured to be asked to come, as, you know, the Beatles were such a great influence on virtually everybody that I know, certainly me. I had a big poster of Ringo Starr up on his drum set when I was 12 years old. In my bedroom, every night I went to sleep going, one day, I'm going to be doing that. And so, you know, the first real influence in my life, apart from Joe Morello, who got me playing, first drummer I saw that inspired me to want to pick up sticks, and then it was Ringo and Charlie Watts. So and actually it was mentioned at the Christmas show, I was actually at the Beatles Christmas show at the Finsbury Park Astoria.
I don't care if so was I.
So, you know, couldn't hear nothing. And I must admit, the smell of urine running down. Do you remember that?
Like an old folks.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been in one lately.
Well, I have.
But it was great. So to be here to, you know, for the Heritage Foundation that we're honouring Brian Epstein, you know, to be a part of it and to come here and show respect for it was
I've got to tell you are looking so well, Bob.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, not too shabby. Yeah, well, it's
I've known you a long time.
It's driving the freaking band every night. You know, well, not every night. You know, three or four nights a week.
But I've known you for a long time.
Yeah, we've known each other quite a while, yeah.
In the old days of Don Arden and...
Oh, the old days, yes.
Yeah, and Move.
My gosh, yes, yes.
I'll go back a few years.
Yes, well, we certainly have grown up with some great music, haven't we?
Oh, we have. Well, I joined the business. I left school at 15 and write the music business. Then Mark III, Tim Ben Alley.
Yeah, yeah.
T-boy, office boy. Well, I'm 68 now, so that's how long I've been around.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you've got a few years on me.
Well, a couple, yeah. Yeah, more like maybe about 15.
No, you've got 6 years on me.
What Beatles song do you like?
Hard Day's Night. I loved it because of the way that Ringo played. He played his hi-hats and he used to sweep across it in the groove. I just loved that
drummer
song.
Would love a drummer.
You know,
I go back 100 years ago now, who's your manager? Try to remind me. Who managed?
Rod Smallwood and Andy Taylor. Yeah. The two hooligans. It's all good. They're still doing a good job with us, and as they said, or somebody was mentioned earlier. You know, Brian was the fifth Beatle. In our case, we got seven of us. Actually, eight of us in the band. There's six in the band, and our two managers. And it is very important. But people realise when you say that, it is actually true that they are the other members of the band. The Beatles would probably have gone some other route.
You know, I would say
Brian actually took them to where they were.
You'll agree with me, hopefully agree with me. I would say, for my years in the business, I said I'm 60 odd now, starting at 15. A good manager can make a band or break a band.
Exactly. No,
bad
they can. Manager. You can. Yeah, and press. Yeah. To have somebody that has a passion that the musicians
like
have
the music,
to play,
like
and the manager has the same kind of passion and energy that the musicians have, but doesn't play the instrument. He goes out and goes, right, well, you want my band in here, it's going to cost you this. He's the businessman. He's the guy that goes out and shakes the tree and see what falls out, and that's really the passion.
That's right.
You can have people in the industry that want to go out and be high-profile managers, but that are doing it for the wrong reasons.
The schmuck, correct.
You know, because you put the effort...
They're not music men
no
more.
No,
and
no.
The business is gone. I was told some story the other day, I was in some place, I've ever banned... A club called Groucho's in Dean Street. You probably know.
Oh, yes.
Know
yes,
I'm sitting there, and the guy in there, two guys, are in a band. I forget the name of the band now. They celebrate with champagne. And the manager knew me. Hello, Eric, how are you? I said, fine. I said, what's his birthday? He said, no. He said, they got the number one today. Got number one in this group. I said, great. Well done, son. I said, yeah, I can't believe it. With 22,000. I think it's great. What, today? No, that's what we sold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that sort of business.
Yes.
Well, I promoted Queen by Rusty. We do like 150,000 a day.
I know, isn't it weird?
It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, one very quick question, because we're going to see the rest of the lunch. It's been a good day.
Yes.
As an old song Paul Anka wrote, One Great Line with Sinatra. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention My Way. Any regrets?
Exactly. Absolutely none. No regrets whatsoever. I mean, look, you know, there have been over the years, but my philosophy is you've got to get rid of the skeletons out of the closet and don't hold a grudge, because it's no point in doing that. In this industry, you know, you've got to, you know, in any walk of life, really, don't hold a grudge. Even be a man and go and say, right, I was a schmuck, I messed up, right, or whatever. You know, don't have a grudge, because otherwise it'll haunt you.
I agree.
I think, no, I've got no regrets whatsoever. The only regrets possibly is that I didn't play a smaller drum kit, because I am the best looking bloke in the band and all the birds can't see me behind a big kit. That's the only regret.
I like it. Yeah. Okay, we're going to finish then with the track you want me to play, the Beatles?
Hard Day's Night.
Oh, you said that before. We'll play again. And I might show is very schmaltzy. It's very Nat King Cole, Al Jolson, Dean Martin, Sinatra. But because you're such a nice guy, I'm going to break my rule. I'm going to play an Iron Maiden track.
Well, that'd be lovely.
On my show, which would never have been played. He's even my producer. But,
can I make a suggestion? Would you play my favourite Iron Maiden song?
Love is Life and Nostalgia.
It wasn't a song that I recorded originally. It was Clive Burr's track that recorded. But I'd like you to play a live version of Hallowed Be Thy Name.
Can we do that, Chris?
I think I've got a version.
Yeah, it's a bit of a long song, though. It's about 6-7 minutes.
Well, we no, I don't know. I'm funny thing is, I will play it. As a fact, and I'll tell you why I play it. And something else, you know, as an old pro within publishing and record companies, well, you know, roundish. I will never fade a record.
Okay.
I don't fade records. I think I know, being in the business all my years, that somewhere somebody wrote it, produced it, arranged it, and played it.
You know, I like that agent. That's great, mate.
You get these effing, I didn't say the actual word.
He did.
The schmucks who then talk over it and sing along with it and fade it.
Yeah. It's been great to be here. It's great to see you out all these years. I don't know, I remember the last time we saw one another. It's probably one of the old clubs, Groucho's or the San Moritz down in Wardour Street. Speakeasy. Now, there was a club. Laurie O'Leary. Oh, lovely.
I still see my fire every 3-4 weeks. We have breakfast in Bethnal Green. Roy was one of my dearest friends.
Oh, wonderful.
I love him. And Alfie.
Alfie passed, didn't he?
Alfie passed, which was a shame.
He took care of Eric Clapton for a long time as well. And, but no, we know so many of the same folks, you know.
But we are pros, brother.
We are, mate. But I tell you, Eric, well done, mate. God bless you.